You're listening to the Monday Morning Show on WGTD. I'm Gregory Berg. Part two of three on today's program is a conversation with Dr. Jim Ripley, a faculty colleague of mine from the music department at Carthage, director of instrumental activities there, and very, very busy with a concert that is coming up on Saturday night, one of a number of big events coming up at Carthage, including a percussion ensemble concert Wednesday night, the spring choral concert on Friday night, and then Saturday night, a very special celebratory concert that brings to a close what has been a banner year for the college's band program, celebrating 150 years of band music at Carthage. And we're going to be talking about Saturday night's gala concert, which is at 7:30 in Siebert Chapel. Dr. James Ripley, we welcome you back to the morning show.
Thank you, Greg. It's wonderful to be here, and it's a beautiful day today. So,
absolutely. And, of course, it's been a big, beautiful, busy year for you and for the bands at Carthage celebrating this 150th anniversary year with all kinds of different events scattered throughout the year. And here's where it all culminates, right?
It is really amazing for me to think back at all of the things that have happened over the year and that we're just a week out, not even a week out from now being done with everything. Whether it was in Japan with the ensemble or having the alumni back for homecoming, the recreation concert, recreation. For those of you that don't know about that, we did a concert based on the very first program at the college when it was in Illinois. And then also we had a guest conductor for our band festival that was a wonderful alum who treated a lot of students around the area to what it was like to be a student at Carthage back in the 70s.
Yeah. So, yeah, I love the fact that this big anniversary was celebrated in lots of different ways, and it made the year full of variety and yet with this beautiful, cohesive through line. And, of course, as we said, it all culminates in Saturday night's concert, which includes something extra special. And I know that you really wanted to kind of time this in a really special way, and that is a piece that has been commissioned to celebrate this banner year for the Carthage Band. So explain the person whom you know very, very well who has been commissioned to create a new piece.
Well, Timothy Marr is our composer, and for 29 years, Tim was the band director at St. Olaf College in Northfield, Minnesota, and did his doctorate in composition at the University of Iowa, which is actually where he met his wife. Kathy knows Tim more than, or before I even got to know him. And we've been dear friends for many years. The sense of having him write a piece for the band is something that I'd looked at for a number of years and a number of occasions, but this was really the one that seemed to point out that this was that kind of work that he would really do a wonderful job with. His connectedness to taking musical ideas and developing them is really wonderful. He describes it as organic composition, but he starts with very simple motives and then develops them into all sorts of wonderful new sections of music based upon specific things. In this case, he's really fond of turning around numbers or sometimes the letters of certain kinds of institutions that might be commissioning him. Maybe a St. Olaf College would be SCC or something like that. So it would be like an E flat and then two Cs or something like that is what he specializes in. So for our program, he worked off of the rehearsal room band number. It's 142.
That's the band room where the band rehearses most of the time.
It is. And so what he constructed was the first, the fourth, and the second tones of a scale, one, and then four, and then two. So you've got one, four, two.
Right.
Yeah.
So do, fa, re. Yeah.
Exactly. And that's how he starts the piece, and It develops into a scene where it, very much like a cinematic experience, you're going along with all of these different kinds of characters that enter the room and experience different kinds of forces of, I wouldn't say good and evil, but it's certainly different kinds of experiences that they have, which are challenging and then ultimately result in a positive conclusion, which shows the fortitude. And so just one other quick thing about the numbers and the title. We played around with 142 and 142 and 142, which became Fortitude.
Ah.
And so the title of Scene 1, Fortitude, is the same thing as if you were walking down the ramp into the band room and you seen 142. So there's a little bit of a backstory pun to the whole title, but it's really about fortitude.
That's great. I love that. I want to pose a question to you that I know Liz Snyder from the Kenosha News and Racine Journal Times posed to you. And it's a great, great question. As a matter of fact, I've asked it of others before, but in this case, I think it's just a really good question.
Yeah.
And the question is, when you commission a piece, do you have some say in its development, in what it ends up being, or do you essentially take it as it is once the composer is done with it? And let's talk especially about, in this case, this piece called Scene 1, Fortitude by Timothy Marr.
Yeah, in this case, we've been involved together from the outset and throughout the process. We've been looking at this for over 2 years. And so the initial idea, but especially what's been wonderful lately is Tim came out in the first part of the month and did what we would call a workshop with the band, where we had a chance to play for him, and then we actually were making adjustments based upon what was needed. There were certain chords that he'd actually written more notes than what we had players to perform. So
wow.
Something like that, to also things like balance issues, where there were certain things that seemed to work fine in his mind and on the computer, but didn't necessarily work with what we had to do. So sometimes that's a change in how loud certain sections play so that something can be heard. Sometimes it's adding extra voices. Sometimes it's taking them out. So that was a real nuts and bolts session. And even last night, Tim sent me another set of things that he would like to see based upon a rehearsal recording that I sent him on Friday. So we're still tweaking things even as it goes.
Wow.
And to those same things, just saying if this can be beefed up a little bit, you know, add in a few more voices or whatever, just so that it can come to the real idea that he has in his mind for the piece. It's a pretty difficult piece, and it's got lots of unique things for the students to do that aren't a part of our regular kinds of playing.
Well, it sounds like you're very excited about it, and I suspect the students are as well.
Yes, definitely. The opening is just extraordinary, and it's something that every time we start the piece, you can just see the students light up about how it works. But also, as they've come to really dig into the music, they're finding even a greater appreciation as they work through it longer.
Very good. Yeah. So this commissioned piece, Scene 1, Fortitude by Timothy Marr, will have its world premiere Saturday night at this special concert that brings to a close this 150th anniversary year of the bands at Carthage College. There is other music that's on the program, and you were telling me that each and every piece that is on this highly varied program is there for a reason.
Absolutely. This has been a year of planning, but towards this final concert in particular, and we wanted to be able to both look backward as well as look forward with the programming. I guess the thing that I'll start out with is actually the ending. We're doing a piece called Amen, and that was just simply because of the title that we want to just conclude this year with just a final resounding Amen. But what's unique about the piece, actually a couple of things, is that it has a surprise that I won't even tell you about now. If people come to the concert, they'll understand what I'm talking about with that. But what I would say is that it actually ends quietly. That after all of this time and exploring the background as well as the future, we're looking to the future and just to say it's not over. This doesn't actually, you know, end with a big bang at all. And that was intentional.
Life goes on.
Exactly, exactly. But we open with a connection to the full year. Our first piece that we played was based on the Luther hymn, A Mighty Fortress Is Our God. And this concert also begins with the similar tune, but now in a setting by Jim Kernow. We will also be doing another piece in our Black Composers Matter initiative by Ulysses Kay, who was a wonderful composer in the 50s and 60s. A prologue and parade is what it's called. It's kind of a parody of a march, which is a fun piece for us all to play. There's also a selection by Ray Vaughan Williams, the Folk Song Suite, which is his at Carthage, the most frequently played piece over the years was the English Folk Song Suite. And so we'll be returning to that.
So the Carthage bands, of all that they've played over these 150 years, this Folk Song Suite by Vaughan Williams is the number one in terms of frequency.
It is. It is.
So it's a great piece.
And we will also be looking at the year 1873 one more time with Home on the Range, this lovely Western folk song that was written in 1873. We have a setting by Jim Barnes, who is the composer that we've used on our silent movies before, is the accompaniment. So we're tying some of that together as well.
Wonderful.
And we have a piece that was written for our Amati ensemble, the chamber winds. So we have selections by the concert band, something from Amati, something for the wind orchestra. And we also tied into the history of the college with the brass choir for so many years. Bill Roth was able to take the brass choir with his wonderful organ playing around the country and around the world, actually. And so we are paying homage to that tradition with a brass chorale by Samuel Barber that was written for the National Cathedral when they opened up their carillon bell tower. Barber wrote this chorale for Ascension Day, and since it's Ascension Day weekend, we'll be doing that as well.
Fantastic. What a great lineup of all kinds of wonderful music at a really busy time in the semester, of course, for the students with finals right around the corner. So this is not the easiest time to present a concert, and yet I'm sure you're riding the winds of all kinds of special anniversary energy, if you will.
Yes, they're very focused on bringing this last concert to life. We've had a wonderful year. Sometimes, you know, you'll hit some dry spells with students, but this has not been the case. All year long, they've really, really been wonderful to work with. And it has been very busy, as well as just finishing up the musical and having students involved with that as well.
So Saturday night's concert, the final concert of the Carthage bands in this 150th anniversary year, again, will include the world premiere of this commission piece by Timothy Marr, Scene 1, Fortitude, and this whole array of other pieces as well. So Saturday night's concert is at 7:30 p.m. in Siebert Chapel. Do people have to buy tickets in order to attend?
No, this will be open and free for all, so we please invite everyone to come and celebrate with us. I don't think there's going to be any cake afterwards, but but we'll certainly have a festive evening planned for everyone that it comes.
Excellent. We hope people will mark their calendars and plan accordingly. And we do want to make mention as well of the Spring Choral Concert at Carthage, which is Friday night.
Yes.
And then the Percussion Ensemble Concert, which actually comes up on Wednesday night. And whenever I'm able to attend, I always love what the Percussion Ensemble does. That's so exciting in and of its own right. So lots of great musical events to be taking in over the next few days at Carthage College. And Dr. James Ripley, it's been a really fun anniversary year. I'm glad we've had the opportunity to hear about so much of what's been going on from you. And we hope that year 151 is going to be just as fun, if not quite so stressful. Do you look forward to a so-called normal year coming up?
I do. I'm looking for things to play that don't have to do with 1873, but more so, the Wind Orchestra will be on tour in the fall. We're going to be doing some wonderful things, including a Star Wars concert next year. And so the future looks bright.
Very good. Dr. James Ripley, thank you for being my morning show guest today here on WGTD.
Thank you, Greg.
Part 3 coming up in just a moment.